Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Thank you for joining us here at the Empowering Ourselves radio show. I am your host, Kelaine Greenwood, your urban life coach. This is the show where we promise to always bring you empowerment from some of today's most gifted and inspiring minds, discussing topics and ways to live inspired and encouraged, purposeful lives. So please sit back and relax and enjoy the show. Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome again. And thank you guys for spending your time, your precious time, and joining us here at Empowering Ourselves Talk Radio. Okay? So thank you guys for taking your time out. I'm Kelaine Greenwood, your host, the urban life coach, you know. And as I like to just repeat on every show, and I'm going to keep saying it because I really want the listeners and everyone here listening to really feel not just what the show's about, but just, about being the best you can be and having a higher quality of life, okay? That's why I like to repeat it, and you can say it with me because I say it every show. This show's about learning and promoting our higher quality of life, our higher quality of life, and creating our best version of ourselves, okay? Your best self, the best you can be, okay? Not half, not three quarters, but the best you can be according to the gifts and talents you have and are able to learn, okay? And creating our best life, your best life, with your resources and support, okay? We all are given a certain hand in life and certain resources that we can get to create our best life, okay? But you're always going to have barriers. You're always going to have something. If it was easy, everyone would be able to do it, okay? So we're going to have struggles, inner barriers, fears, things outside of us in our life and things inside of us that's going to stop us from making it harder to be our best self and reach this life. But we can overcome them, and that's why we have the show, okay? And that's why we have the guests here, okay? So also, finding and creating a higher meaning and purpose in our life, that's what this show's about. So stay encouraged, stay hopeful, enjoy and have fun on this journey, okay? And this is Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. The title of this episode, The Universe Has Your Back, Harnessing the Power of Conscious Creation. The Universe Has Your Back, Harnessing the Power of Conscious Creation, okay? And our expert guest here is Kelly Cooper. All right, so everyone sit back. Get your pen out. I really hope that you get something out of the show. It's going to be a lot of valuable information. Write some of it down. And this is what we do because we care, okay? Now, some background bio on our expert guest, Kelly Cooper. She's a law of attraction expert, and she can explain to you, you know, what that is and how it can help enhance your life, okay? Personal development and energy coach. She's a blogger, podcaster. So you can check out some of her podcasts and some blogs. Got some very good information. You know, when we have bloggers and podcasters, y'all, those are like free stuff. That's free wisdom. That's stuff you can implement in your life right now and help, like, dissolve some of the stuff that's going on inside of us, you know. So if you need good stuff and good things, check out some of these blogs. Just listen to some of these podcasts because it's dealing with you and your life. It's dealing with stuff that we all commonly go through and people who has overcome them and experience in overcoming them. So this show's for you. And before we get started, she says, applying principles of conscious creation was the linchpin in creating her dream life. And she, Kelly Cooper, is passionate about helping others apply these teachings. Okay, so let's get started here. That's enough talking from me. Let's meet our expert guest here, Kelly Cooper. I'm so glad she can be here. Kelly Cooper, hello.
Oh, hello. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to chat today about conscious creation.
Yes, I'm glad that you are here. For you guys out there that don't know, Ms. Kelly Cooper, can you tell them where you're at right now?
Right now I am in Granada, Nicaragua. My husband and I are doing a house-sitting job here. So we get to live here for free, which is pretty awesome.
Wow. How, listeners, hey, how many of y'all would love to do house-sitting in another country? Or just, you know, I know it's beautiful out there. Something different. Tell them if they ever need someone else and you're not able to make it, give them my number. You know,
I sure will. Keep you on file.
I get my own plane ticket.
Exactly. No, it is. It's pretty awesome. We're doing this now. Previously here, we spent 6 months in Bali house sitting. Last month, we did a job in Fiji for 4 months. It's a great
way
to travel. It definitely is.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Very, very interesting. And I know you get to see different cultures and stuff like that. And, you know.
Oh, it's fascinating. You know, traveling for me, obviously it's fun. You know, I've always had a passion for it. So I'm very happy to be living my life how it is now because it's exactly what I wanted to do. But, yes, traveling is great for personal growth. It's great for learning about yourself, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, you develop
yes.
all sorts of skills and traits that apply in all areas of life, communication, tolerance, understanding, all that good stuff. So it's definitely been a major influence in my life for sure.
Okay. Wonderful. All right, listeners, let's get this stuff on, man. We have a short period of time, and I know you guys are ready. Because you know how the show is, how we do it here. Kelly Cooper, let them know who you are and what you do, if you would, please, for the listeners.
Well, I am a blogger and coach that specializes in law of attraction and conscious creation. My interest in that particular area of personal development sprung from, you know, learning about it myself at some point and applying what I learned. You know, on an intuitive level, when I read about this idea of creating your reality and having this ability and being this powerful creator within that's just waiting to kind of, you know, be unleashed, that's always been there, you know, something resonated and I, you know, I was like, okay, you know what, I don't fully understand this with my mind. It doesn't make sense, but I realize there's a lot of things our mind can't understand. That will serve you well in any kind of work with this is kind of kicking your mind to the curb and being like, shh, be quiet. I'm doing my thing here. And my life started changing dramatically, and I was like, wow, there's really something to this. And the more I started applying the principles more and more, and my beliefs started shifting, and I started letting myself want things that I never thought were possible, and here I am today. You know, I set my intentions for what I wanted at a time in my life when things were not good at all. I had severe money problems. My father had died. I was very anxious. I was very depressed. Problems all around, and none of it seems possible logically, but I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go for this, I'm going to see what happens, and, you know, things didn't change immediately overnight, but things started taking shape, I started getting some freelance writing work, and I'm like, oh, my mobile sources of income that I wanted, awesome, oh, I can start traveling now, I took a few trips here and there, I got my money situation, you know, in order as best I could, I really screwed things up there pretty badly, I made some bad choices, took full responsibility for them. And, you know, and then in 2011, my boyfriend, now my husband, we decided, you know, I'm like, you know, I'd really like to travel long term. You know, we can support ourselves, like, let's do this. He had never been on a plane before. He had never traveled out of the country. And he was like, okay, let's do it. And I'm like, I hope he likes it because I ain't coming back here for a while. But he did, so that wasn't an issue. And I started my blog eventually, and I started my coaching. I started writing some ebooks. I have some other stuff in the works now, and it all just unfolded very nicely. And it all started with just letting myself want what I want and believing it was possible, even if at the moment I couldn't possibly see how in the heck it would happen.
Okay. Listeners, are you, I mean, if you were listening, she used exactly the conscious creation to change her life, okay? And that's what we're gonna get to. And I know you listeners, you're like, wow, can we change our life and do this? And I mean, and for the listeners out there, you know, and a lot of the religious texts, they talk about attraction and believing, and you know, in all major texts they talk about creating your life, you know, but in different words. So, you know, we're going to break it down in layman's terms. I mean, basically, in this age now. So, if you would, please, Kelly, what are some steps? First steps about creating your reality for the listeners. Some things they can practice doing are exercises about getting clear on bringing what they want, you know, to them.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would say is you have to kind of honor where you are right now and kind of admit how you're feeling right now. Like, if there's things you don't like about your life, admit it. Don't be scared to say, I don't like this, I'm unhappy with that. Give yourself permission to want something better. That might sound like a strange thing, but a lot of us actually don't really do that. We kind of think if things aren't so terrible and torturous, well, maybe I should just settle for this. It's not so bad. Let me just... But don't be afraid to go for the gusto. Don't be afraid to want something more. Don't feel like you have to settle for anything. If you're not happy with how something is, you're entitled to want whatever you want. So that's the first thing I would say, is kind of starting with the kind of see where you are right now and give yourself that permission to want more than that. And the second thing I would say, which is super, super important, but one of the tricks you're manifesting, I think there could be a little bit of misunderstanding in this area. Your mind is going to translate the, because basically no matter what you want in life, you want a feeling, like no exceptions. No matter what it is you want it because you think having it will make you feel better. But our mind has a tendency to get very specific with this, how this energy has to look in our life, how it has to show up. And there could be a tendency to get very attached to specific manifestations you want. And it's okay to want certain things. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you can remember that ultimately you want feelings, you want to just be more of you, more of that powerful creator, more of that person that lives in a state of joy and peace and trust and all that warm, fuzzy stuff, it will be very helpful in this work, because when you're open to the idea you're after feeling and you detach a little bit from the specific things that you want, so many things can show up for you that are even better than what your mind is coming up with. So many things can show up that are actually a better representation of what you want, but you didn't even know you wanted it until it showed up for you. So those are the first two things I would say. And just, you know, be patient with yourself doing this work. You know, you probably have a lot of beliefs that aren't serving you. You believe them a long time. A lot of things manifested that mirrored them back to you. And all of a sudden, just adopting a brand new belief system might not happen, and that's cool. So it's okay if you don't totally buy into this. The most important thing in the beginning is just that willingness to believe things can be different. That willingness to be like, you know what, this doesn't make sense to my mind, but I can see that my mind doesn't know everything, and it's a bit limited in what it can understand. And I'm just going to give this stuff a whirl, even if I'm not fully sure yet, even if it doesn't make sense, I'm okay with not understanding it. Let me apply some principles, let me use some tools that resonate with me, and let me see what my experience shows. That would be, I think, the most important things to start, for sure.
Okay, listeners, what I heard her say was you got to give yourself permission that you can get this. You can have what you seek. You can have that better life. You can become a better person, you know, a more optimal person. Give yourself permission. Say yes to yourself. okay?
Yes.
And you might get the things in the mind like, how I'm going to do this, and, you know, that ain't going to happen, all that chatter. Like Kelly said, that's going to happen. But don't worry about that. Just work on giving yourself permission and believing that it's possible. And then the feeling. You have the feeling, you know, that good feeling that, you know, I'm going to get it. Work on that. Don't worry about how it's going to get there. Let it happen. And on top of that, be patient. So those are the three. Believe and give permission to yourself. Say yes. We're constantly saying no to ourselves. I can't have this. I can't do this. How this is going to happen. Mm-hmm. But let's say yes, you know, for a change. For a change. It'll make you feel good. Say yes to your life. Have the feeling of the love, feeling that you're going to, that it's coming, you're going to get it. Don't worry about how it's going to get there. And be patient. Okay, you guys, let's do that. Write that down, and it's going to make you feel good. And let's just wait, and let's just believe, okay? Because we've been believing the other way. It ain't served us. And look at us now. It didn't get us there. So let's believe in a more positive way. And so, yes, we thank you for that, Kelly.
You're very welcome.
So how do we deal? Okay, like we all have thought patterns and, you know, dominant thought patterns, and this is an issue that has bothered me all my life. And it can, but once I was able to begin to identify and was aware of them, that's when it gave me more control. You know, so how do we deal with them? Listeners, everyone has these. They pop up in your day-to-day. Most of them, the common ones, pop up in your day-to-day. And then just some of these beliefs and roots are just holding us back. So
we're gonna let
Kelly Cooper tell us and give us just some tips on how to deal and handle these limiting thoughts about ourselves and our life and that's holding us back.
Okay. Well, the first thing I would say is make peace with all of these thoughts and all of these the junk kind of running through your head. Because I think sometimes when we do personal development work, there can be this kind of idea in our head that we're going to kind of become this perfect person that's like never negative again and never has a negative thought, and we're just going to be like floating on cloud nine in this expanded consciousness like 24/7, like some super Buddha. And I guess that's possible, but I imagine most people, I haven't cracked that code yet, so I don't know. I can't say that I'm like that, and I've managed to create lots of great stuff, so you don't need to be perfect at it. That's a good thing. Well, the first thing I would say is, like you said, when you started gaining more awareness, you gained that control. That's kind of the first thing that would be helpful to do, because there are so many thoughts we're thinking and so many beliefs we have that we're so used to them, we don't even notice them anymore. It's just so ingrained in us. We're just so used to thinking a certain way. It's like we're not even fully conscious of what we're even thinking about. So the first thing that would be good is to identify the thoughts and beliefs that maybe are contradicting what you want. So if you start thinking about what you want, you're probably not going to feel that all that good, because that's all the resistance, the limiting beliefs, the thoughts, the fears, the doubts, all that kind of fun stuff that kind of rises to the surface. Sit with that for a minute and let yourself feel it, like what's happening there. It's like, okay, I'm thinking about this thing I want, this relationship, this better job, making more money, whatever it is you want, and it's not feeling good. Why doesn't this feel good to me? And then you'll start getting a better idea of like maybe the specific beliefs and thoughts and feelings that are maybe kind of, you know, running contrary to this desire. And the best way to kind of start dealing with that is to look for proof in your life, even if it's something small, that these things you believe aren't true. Like, for example, let's say you've always kind of dated jerky guys and you don't think it's possible that a nice guy would ever like you, and, you know, you feel like you're cursed in love, right? And you have this belief, you think of all the parade of jerks that march through your life, all these relationships. And then you start to think back to, you know what, there were actually a bunch of nice guys that used to ask me out all the time, but I wasn't interested in them because they were too nice. Us baby girls, we know how that goes, right? And then you might think, huh, so that belief that there are no nice guys in my orb, that no nice guys would ever be interested in me, that's actually not true, because our beliefs tend to be very absolute, always, never. This always happens, always like this, this never happens, that's never the way it is. So any proof you can find that any of the beliefs you have are not true, again, doesn't matter how little that piece of proof is, that alone will start to chip away at it. And then you go, okay, maybe this belief isn't so true. You might not get rid of it right away, and that's okay. You don't have to worry about that. Even a little shift will open up some energy, and you'll start manifesting stuff that supports this new belief you're trying to, you know, build some momentum behind. And, you know, just the understanding of how the LOA works, even that alone, just getting it in theory, that alone will start being, that will start chipping away at the limiting beliefs, because you'll realize, oh, okay, I kind of get how this works now, and I realize these beliefs aren't true. I realize that I only believe these things because at some point something happened to me and I started believing the belief was true based on my experience. Then I started attracting a bunch more stuff to mirror it back to me. Ah, the belief came first. Actually, so these things are only happening because I kind of believe this certain belief. Oh, okay, I'm going to start kind of not believing that as much. So it can be a gradual process. And the other thing I would recommend, too, that people do is, you know, make your well-being and your happiness a priority. Because since we attract based on our emotional state, that's our primary point of attraction, not so much our day-to-day thoughts. You'll start attracting other things that feel like those good feelings to you. And your mind will be like, huh, maybe there's something to this I create my reality thing. Look at all this stuff that's manifested the last few days when I've been more positive. Maybe all those crappy beliefs I believe, maybe they're not so true. And then you'll start weakening them naturally without necessarily examining them so closely. So those are the few things I would say to start off with that could really help start shifting your energy and kind of shifting your belief system and changing your thought patterns to get things moving in the right direction. But don't put pressure on yourself to totally adopt this whole new belief system that you just really don't believe. You don't need to do that. You know, don't feel that's necessary. You know, it'll be a gradual shifting away, and then you'll gradually start feeling better. You'll start manifesting more things that prove these new beliefs to you. And then before you know it, that resistance just gets weaker and weaker and weaker.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you for that. Okay, listeners, I tell you, this show's real, everyone. We're talking about knocking down strongholds, changing limiting beliefs, killing that, our limiting beliefs into an empowering belief system. Okay, and as Miss Kelly Cooper said, it starts with you believe, and that will attract to your outer world. So look around you, and I guarantee you that's your thought process. The things that are happening in your life is your thought process, because when I looked around me before I started this journey, that was my thought process. Misery, depression, and that's what was all around me. Okay, so, but these are some of the things she said we can do to some of the first things we can do. Now, remember here, shifting, this shifts our energy, more positive energy, and, you know, helps change our limiting beliefs to more empowering ones. But as she said, it's a gradual process, okay? You're not going to get this overnight. Rome wasn't built in a day. Our limiting belief and thoughts wasn't built in a day. It took us years to get that way. So, you know, give yourself some time. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself, number one, and always love yourself. Two more important things I can ever say. I cried the first time I forgave myself. I was 35 years old and never told myself I loved myself. And this big boy broke down in the mirror because my body needed that. I was always so hard on myself. So love yourself every day. Blow yourself kisses if you got to. Forgive yourself when you mess up. But as before we move on, some of the things we can do is, first of all, be aware of our thoughts, okay? This is what Kelly Cooper said. Be aware. Be aware of your limiting thoughts. If they're not empowering you, they're limiting. If they're not making you feel good and helping you get closer to your dream, those are limiting thoughts, okay? That's how you know. When you're aware, he says, make peace with them. Don't try to fight them. Just say, okay, all right, okay, and move on. When you fight and struggle, that's when all the chatter comes. Let it go. Say, okay, limiting thought, you got that one. Okay, now, you know, And she says, challenge it. Challenge the beliefs, meaning change it. Find something else to believe about it. Know that limiting belief is not true. It's not true, okay? And just start creating more feelings of energy of happiness. Learn to be grateful. Start working with this. These are some of the tips, okay? So with a few minutes left, these were a lot of tips. We're going to thank our guest for all that. She gave away some lot of stuff. She's going to let you know where you can contact her out. Contact her. A lot of free stuff. Go check out the blogs. Everything we're talking about is in her blogs, man. You're going to love it. If you're on the down day, got a Davey Downer, man, go to her website at livelifemadetoorder.com. Livelifemadetoorder.com. Kelly, do you got any books out?
I actually have a series of short books out on actually all about the LOA. It's a series of books that even zeroes in on a specific aspect of the attraction process. So if you go to my website, you can see a link there, or if you Google my name in Amazon search box, they'll pop up. And like Kalane said, you can go to the my podcast or on my blog, the links to my Amazon books, my blog posts, information about my coaching services, and yeah, all that stuff. You know, that's the best place to kind of read up on me is that site.
Okay. Listeners, okay, this is a lot of good stuff. These are just little ink trink bits that you get here on the show. And this is just a little bit of how she can help you. And she didn't give a lot out. Okay, so you know when you contact her, you're going to get more of a bigger result, okay? It was on the tip of my tongue. But anyway, Kelly, last words of encouragement. Always we got... You have 30 seconds for giving encouragement and inspiration to someone out there hurting inside and struggling and thinking there's no way out. Give them something, please.
Okay. Well, no matter what is happening in your life right now, you need to know that you are whole, perfect, and complete as you are in the moment. There is nothing you absolutely need for your happiness. You are perfect as it is now. And anything happening right now, it's just there to show you something. We're never meant to suffer. We're never meant to put up with stuff we don't want. You could change it all. Just, you got to just take responsibility for it. But that doesn't mean blaming yourself. That's such an important distinction. And just remember, no matter what you want to feel a certain way and do whatever you can to feel those feelings now, no matter how little the thing is. And others else is going to start shoveling up that feels just like those feelings. And before you know it, your whole life will be changing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. And to add to that, whatever you're going through, it's just learning and growth. I like to call it undiscovered or hidden learning and growth. It's there because when we break free, it takes us to a new horizon. It takes us to the next level. Just think about it. When you come out, you're on the next level. You're on the next step. You're free from it. So now you're that much stronger. So learn what you can through your struggles. Everyone, this goes for myself. I'm still learning every day. Life is a journey, and it really is. And I'm glad to overcome. Without experiences, we wouldn't be grown. We couldn't be who we are today. Okay. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a great time.
I sent something to you. Check your box. I'd love to have you again, okay?
Oh, I definitely. Anytime, please let me know. I'd be happy. I love doing the interviews. They're so much fun.
Okay, listeners, this concludes our show. Please join us next week. Go to Kelly's website. Check it out. Support our show also. Support Kelly and her work. Support our show. Follow, like us, retweet us, everything. All that helps. Tell your friends about us. You can download us from iTunes and Stitcher every episode. Join us next week for another guest, empowering guest. Stay inspired, encouraged, hopeful, be the best you can be, strive to do it, create your best life. The Urban Life Coach. loves us all. We're all connected, so we're all one big family. Signing out.